is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Good morning, Medford, Somerville, Tufts University. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and we're a little bit late. That's on Zach, almost 100% on Zach. So, blame him.
Yes, it is my fault yet again. I did have yet another encounter with otherworldly beings.
See, this is not the truth. I just want the truth out of you. Like, what happened?
Okay,
it's just says, like, I ran into something, and then, you know, I was a little bit late. Sorry. This happens on a weekly basis.
It doesn't happen on a weekly basis. I was here on time last week, poem
so if
in
it's,
hand.
So if it's not you who's late, though, it's Jake who's late. Jake, yes. Send your thoughts and I don't want to say prayers. It's a little bit extreme, but you know, keep Jake in your thoughts. He's got a lot of work
sleeping.
To do. No, he was like I saw him last night, and he was so burned out. He was like a burnt piece of toast. It was amazing. He was just like it was a lot. He's had a long week. His computer died. Rest in peace.
I saw Jake about 2 days ago. He was running down Packard Ave, actually up Packard Ave. His hair was flowing in the wind. He was dressed in business casual attire. It was quite confusing.
Probably heading to the State House.
Probably. Except he's heading in the opposite direction to the State House, so I don't know. He's going up Packard Ave.
Yeah, that's not the right.
I just started chuckling to myself. I was probably, I don't know, 30 feet away from him. It was one of the few times that I was walking around campus when there were actually people around. I just began laughing to myself and was eliciting strange looks from all sorts of people. And by all sorts of people, I mean all the people around me.
All right. Funny anecdotes aside, we got some new music to play, and let's give us what's happening in the music department here today, Zach?
What's happening in the music department is there is some releases came out that we're gonna play, and
here's one of them.
Here's one of them.
All right, take it away, Zach.
You don't know.
right. That was Empress Of. They'll be playing. We were just talking about this, trying to make plans. You know, the one of the favorite songs here on the show, one of our favorite songs, is a classic one we play a few times. It's Carly Rae Jepsen's All That. it's a great song. I think it's a well-constructed pop song, and this has almost nothing to do with what we just played.
It has very little.
They're both playing this next week. Carly was going to be in Providence, and I was just saying that there's no way I'm going to go to that show. I like that one song of hers, and it's just not going to. It's not worth it. On the off chance that she doesn't play that song, I would just be devastated, and I would completely wasted my time. It's a great song. She would need to play it.
It is a great song. Unlike Charlie, I will be spending some time with Carly next week, not in Providence, but in New York. And I was trying to convince Charles to come so I could go to the Providence show instead of the New York one, sell my New York tickets, and then buy tickets to see Empress Of, which is who you just listened to.
That's the
dubious link between the two. It's not really that dubious. I'm pretty sure Empress Of listens to Carly Rae Jepsen. Seen it on the Twitter before.
Nice. So don't forget to set your clocks forward. that really put me in a bind this week. This isn't necessarily the best banter of all time, but I only bring it up because the clock, the computer to the left of me that really prominently displays the time just still hasn't been updated, and it's kind of funny. It just reminded me.
Indeed. I would say that hour resulted in a minimal change in my productivity.
No, it was maximal for me. I was in a bad place, but I could have been in a lot better place if I had that extra hour.
Like I was up at 1:30 on Sunday, but I wasn't you know what, if it were an hour earlier right now, I'd be set, because then I'd still be up at 12:30, and then it would just not be ideal.
Well, as we're talking about time and scheduling and what's happening here, just a warning for long-time listeners of the show. I won't be here next week, and
yes,
so we'll be getting there'll be a sub.
Therefore, there will be no show.
There'll be no show of ours. We might get a sub. I should ask John to sub. See what he does to our show.
That would be pleasant.
I don't know if he's gonna be around, but classically, if you're just always listening to WMFO, we once subbed on the Electric Hour and really, I don't want to say really excelled where they didn't, but we had a really good show on their show and it kind of brought down the.
Yeah, it was one of the top 10 of our shows, and definitely number one for their show.
Number one for their show, which was kind of embarrassing for them. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
So if they want to come here, this is an open challenge.
Yeah, we're throwing down the gauntlet. If you guys think that you guys can DJ better than us, come on our show. We have an open slot. Needs to be filled. All right. Let's play some more music.
Yeah.
And new music here on WMFO.
New music.
Thank you.
nice little song there. Short.
Short, sweet.
Yeah, good music. You know, it's a little upbeat, and it's beginning of spring here, and sunny day, and it should be uplifting. I think we're going for an uplifting show, and then we'll probably blast you with a really sad tune.
Yeah, we've definitely got some sad ones coming. The name of the game here on this show is always to start you off happy, finish you off sad. Speaking of which, this morning, I'm starting off happy. It's a great day. But by 10 a.m. this morning, I'll be very sad.
Sorry, that wasn't like a good segue. You just kind of repeated the idea.
I know.
That
I was trying to move it in.
Like somewhere else. Something happy happened to me, and then like for some other reason, I'll be bummed at the end of the show.
Well, I'm gonna elaborate on why I'll be bummed at the end of the show.
Why will you be bummed?
So the Radiohead, not the Radiohead. Radiohead is playing a tour this summer. They're doing some of their first New York dates in quite a while. And those go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. And of course, I'm going to be sitting here. I'm going to be trying to get a ticket anywhere in the awful, awful place that is Madison Square Garden. I don't care where that seat or stand is. I could be like on the roof, looking through some sort of transparent glass down into the arena.
I think it's called a skylight.
Only to see just a dot that somewhat resembles Tom York's head. I could be doing that. But the thing is, I probably won't get a ticket today when I attempt to buy them. So I will be pretty sad.
You know, my twin brother used to really like Radiohead. He had an iPod, and you know, his iPod was full of a lot of Radiohead, and he would kind of try and preach, like, you know, about how Radiohead was so good, and you know, hey guys, this is the best music ever, it's Radiohead. And so he did that enough that we just started calling him Garbage Head. Really clever nickname. They're Garbage Head. And so that actually stuck for a little bit longer than it should have based on the quality of the nickname. But it's funny. He's disavowed. He's no longer interested in Radiohead as much now. But
you've probably are one of the reasons why.
No. I think he's got a large music taste and collection, and
yeah. I mean, I would say that I am less obsessed with Radiohead now than I was maybe 4 years ago. But it's still there. I've never seen them live. I would love to. Tom York, if you're out there, if you're listening, I know you are. I know you listen to college radio all the time, Tom. If you could get me one of those tickets, and not have to make me pay some scalper for it, I would be forever indebted to you. Thanks, Tom.
All right, that was a message to Tom York, and we're moving on here. We got more music for you, and I'm just kind of hanging out in this beautiful Friday morning.
Yeah, we're just we just want you to feel like you're in our living room.
It's not where
Except
we are.
Except this is not our living room.
Cool.
Yeah, we've got some new music. We are gonna take it down to a little bit more mellow. We've got an interesting reinvention of a classical piece coming your way. I will be perfectly honest. I did not find this on the normal ways that I find music, which I don't even know what those are. I just saw this on Stereo Gum and listened to it and thought it was cool. And I'm going to share it with you today.
I like that. New music, different music.
New music, honest.
Freeform.
Yeah, we're just going to
roll.
Yeah. keeping with the theme of the show, that one was called Sorrow.
Yeah. Any crackling you may have heard was not a problem with the station equipment. It was actually a part of the song, so just FYI. And it wasn't your radio going bad. Your radio is fine.
Yes. You will not have to update your radio for another 30 years, at least.
My dad spilled like an entire cup of coffee on his stereo, and it's still working.
Wow.
So
it's a hearty piece of equipment right there.
Yeah, it's a boombox, so from Sony.
It is 9:27, so I would like to take some time to talk about the traffic.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think it's worth noting what's going on out there, and I'll find us a PSA. Got a lot of information for you guys coming up fast.
The information superhighway is currently blocked by a large swarm of pedestrians.
That doesn't mean anything.
True, it doesn't mean anything. An infinity is about to be stopped at the intersection because of these pedestrians.
Oh, like an infinity. I thought that is in terms of the number.
No, not the number.
You're gonna have to speak up too. We're kind of losing
the car.
You. Oh well, that was so loud. Okay, next.
We've got some people walking down the sidewalk enjoying the nice spring weather, but they're in for a surprise because little do they know, the storm is about to begin.
There actually will be a snowstorm this weekend, but that's not what you meant.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant. The storm I was referring to, of course, was the storm that I know is coming because the otherworldly life forms came to get me this
morning. We really got to get off this alien theme. I don't like it.
I just keep watching the X-Files before, like, everything now. So, like, I'm in alien mood all the time.
I don't think that's true.
Speaking of aliens, the space traffic today looks pretty light if you're trying to make a trip over to the Earth. You'll probably make it. No problem.
Okay, so that was perfectly useless. I'm going to read a public service announcement now about texting and driving. So if you're in the car, you know, listen up. Stop texting. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get in a crash than a non-texting driver. It's actually a lot. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextsStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Don't text and drive. I see people doing it all the time.
Yeah, me too. It's really bad, actually.
23 times number is kind of high. You know, but I'm not an American teen, so it's probably not as likely that I die. You know, if I'm texting, right? That's how stats work.
You also don't drive.
True. Yes. Most definitely. So, I used to. I liked driving.
You did. I remember when you had the car, and then I remember when you sold the car. I
sold the car for $750. That is astonishingly small amounts of money.
Back in my day, that was a ton of money. Back in 1936.
All right. So, Zach is kind of going off the rocker at this point, and not appreciated. We're trying to have a show here, and we're trying to be civil, and we're trying to speak normal English phrases that normal people would say, and this isn't what's happening, so it's okay. We got some more music for you, or Zach does.
Yes, we do.
Namely.
Again, keeping with the theme of the show, this next one is called Solitude.
That's it, actually?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. right, so that was, you know, a more standard radio edit of that song would have been a bit shorter, but, you know, I think we wanted to hit home with the theme of solitude there.
Yes, most definitely.
Good, you know.
We're not a standard radio show, so we don't do standard radio edits. We,
Wow, that was such a cool, profound thing to say. Anyways, what else we got going on? What's going on in your life, Zach? What's your spring break plan?
My spring break plan is I will be here all week until Friday. And then I will head on home to the great state of New York. I will...
Golden State.
Yeah, that's New York's nickname. And I will... I'll have some time with Carly Rae on Friday. I will be having dinner with my parents in honor of my birthday on Saturday.
A little bit late for that.
Yeah, very late for that. And then I will be coming back up here on Sunday and starting it all over again. Excited to get my feet wet here at Tufts University once more.
Down over at the baths.
Now, I did just want to mention, because we forgot to, you want to join in on this hot conversation? Give us a call. 617-627-3800. Great. Or shoot us an IM at DJWMFO.
That's such a tired joke, the DJWMFO one.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like, ah, ha, ha, nobody uses AM. Anyways, we got some ruckus going on outside.
Traffic report part two.
Part two. Well, I mean, it sounds like a bunch of bowling balls just fell out of a truck.
Negative on the bowling ball situation.
Dang.
But I cannot confirm the source of the noise, therefore it never happened.
That's true. Okay, moving on. Let's play some more music.
Yes, more new music.
This is your Friday morning here on WMFL.
Conversation.
Walk sign is on. Okay. That was good.
It was nice.
It was fine. You've been playing fine music today.
Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna really approach the perfection of last week, I don't think.
What was last week?
We had new PJ last week. We had, I don't know what else we had, but we had new PJ.
You're kind of talking very quietly.
We had new PJ. Speaking of PJ Harvey, her song, The Community of Hope, which we did play last week, for those of you who listen in every week without fail, has attracted some controversy at the hands of some politicians in Washington, D.C. One remarked, PJ Harvey is to music what Piers Morgan is to cable news.
So what is that supposed to mean? Is Piers Morgan generally regarded as just the worst
yes.
cable news reporter?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that. I mean, I don't love Piers.
Yeah, neither do I. And apparently neither does anyone else. So I don't want to get too caught up in the politics of the music.
She was just saying something about like Walmart.
Yeah, so apparently
gentrification or something.
Yeah, apparently there was a plan to put a Walmart there, wherever she's talking about.
Yeah.
In this particular community she was talking about, which fell through. And I read the song as more of a criticism of the politicians responsible for the decay of the area than anything else, but some consider it to be less of that and more of like a criticism of the area in itself, and she has remained silent on the issue.
Fun
stuff.
Other news this week, I got a new toothbrush. Quip toothbrushes are really good. It was like they just kept advertising. You know, they just kept saying, "Charlie, buy one of these toothbrushes. Buy one of these toothbrushes. Buy one of these toothbrushes."
Everywhere. The Dollar Shave Club of toothbrushes.
Yeah, you could say that. Okay. And it's really good. It's like a very very good toothbrush. Nice. That was a Mac noise.
Yes, for those of you listening and heard the noise, that is one of probably 10 alerts that I've had today reminding me to buy Radiohead tickets.
Oh, nice.
In order to get it to show up, though, you can't name them all the same thing. So this one is called Raditix.
Like radio tickets.
Yeah. I ran out of like things that would remind me of Radiohead tickets.
Cool. Like, I also got a new watch.
They were different.
And I don't have it on right now, but it's a good watch. It's a little small. If I could communicate how big the watch was over the air, 36 millimeters in diameter. If you think that's too small for my wrist, based on the fact that I got big wrists, please, you know, send me a piece of mail. You can look me up, tweet at me, visit my website, charliemeyer.co. The .com was taken. Charlie Meyer's a really popular name. There's a lot of people named that. Anyways, so if you think the watch is too small, do all those things, and I'll take that into consideration. But I do like the watch, and I do like the toothbrush. I've also been drinking a lot of Soylent. That's something we've been talking about on the show.
We have. And I'm out of the Soylent game, I guess.
I'm really in it. If you hear any white noise in the background, that's just a vacuum cleaner. We're making sure we steam clean the station. Now they're doing some sort of testing of the soundproofness of the rooms, and Studio A, maybe not soundproof from the outside. It's one thing we've gleaned from these tests. But Studio B, I think, is having some work done. So, anyways, exciting stuff happening in the station, and exciting stuff happening for my oral health. Also bought some new mouthwash. So, nice. Really got a clean mouth.
Nice. I bought some new toothpaste a few weeks back, actually.
And I was talking about Soylent, wasn't I?
Oh.
2.0 is really good. So that's what it is. Is that the 2.0? It comes pre-blended in the bottle, and so I had probably about four or five bottles this week, and it's really good. It's 400 calories. It's a quick lunch. You know, you go and you just say, "I'm gonna have lunch," and you drink it, and it's over.
Yeah, well, I would have to be asked out on a Soylent date for me to enjoy that.
I'm almost out of bottles, so I'm not.
Not one person has asked me to have lunch with them. Soylent style.
You want to Go to Chili Garden tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm going to Chili Garden tonight.
What?
Today's show is brought to you by Chili Garden in Medford Square. It's not, but it's so good. You really should go. They're cold noodles. Unreal. I've been thinking about those cold noodles all week. I just had a bite last week, and I've just been thinking about them. That's all
I'm
thinking
about. Who are you going with tonight?
Go on, Frizzy.
Who are you going with tomorrow?
You.
And? Anyone else?
No, I don't think anyone else is going to be here, so it's just going to be me and you, pal.
Just me and you. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
I'm double down on the chili today.
All right. I like it. I love it. I love it.
We can go for lunch.
It's perfect.
And then I can
lunch?
Well, it depends, so we'll talk later.
We'll talk.
Don't get too excited. I might have other plans.
Oh. Well, we've exhausted the new music for this week, so we're going to play some old music.
If my phone, if I could plug that in, I would have a song for you guys. I have a song. I'll pull it up. But Zach's gonna pull up a quick one first.
So last night, I went down to the Orpheum Theater. It's my least favorite venue in Boston. I've got to say, it's really awkward. It's like, it's a theater, but people want to stand. But then, like, some people want to sit. So if some people stand, then the people behind them automatically have to stand in order to see. It's just really awkward. Like, I'd rather just be in some room where everyone is standing or in a theater where everyone has to sit. I don't want the uncertainty. That being said, saw Metric put on a wonderful show. Played some songs from their new album. Played a bunch of songs from Fantasies.
Oh, man, I love Fantasies by that group.
So that being said... Here is a song by Metric.
Same.
Yeah, so that we can stall. Cool.
Is this happening?
Yeah, it's happening.
The
You can make anything sound like it's fading out by making it quieter.
Yeah, you just faded that
song that
one
was
out.
Really building, but really, you know, really once you make it quiet, then it's quiet.
I put that on, and Charlie says, "This is really old." And I said, "Yeah, we switched.
We moved the average age of the music on the show today from 2016 March to like 2013
2008."
Well, no, sorry, I'm saying the average.
Oh, the average. Yeah, probably that is the average. But we're done with old music because since then, I was checking my Twitter, and I saw Devin Welsh, who is the former singer of Magical Clouds, who has been promising...
Magical Clouds.
He's been promising us new music from his other project, Belave. And it's a project with Matthew Duffy, but Devin Welsh actually does the...
I love Matthew Duffy.
Devin Welsh does the music on this, not the vocals. And they have just released a new album all of 4 minutes ago.
Wow. So this is the newest possible music.
This is probably the newest thing we've ever played. Though it was recorded in 2014. It just has never been released.
But it's new now.
So here is the first track off their new album, Indigo Streams Lash. It's called Capese.
Nice.
Thank you.
So that was a really bizarre piece of music, and that's the price you pay for playing the newest possible music. I don't know, it's kind of fun. I don't know. I'd like to listen to the whole album.
Yeah, some of the other tracks in the album are actually in Latin. The tags on Bandcamp.
I like vacuum cleaning.
The tags on Bandcamp include post-rock experimental spoken word. So that will give you an idea if you want to check out that album. New from Devin Welsh and Matthew Duffy.
These floors are going to be spick and span. Gotta make these floors spick and span. I like that we're getting some, you know, doing work in the station. Anyways, we're going to head out. We're going to hand things off to the robots. Got a lot of stuff to do.
We have a ton of stuff to do. And in 1 minute and 25 seconds, my life will be crushed. As I find out, I will not be seeing Radiohead.
And that's what we call the nice, uplifting end to the show.
Yes.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a great spring break.
Have a great spring break and a wonderful new year.
Great. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford.